Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are pleased to welcome Greg Brady from our affiliate in Toronto, The Fan 590. He is co-host of The Starting Lineup, getting set for his own show. How much of this is a surprise out of the gate, Grady? Greg Brady. Sorry about that. I do celebrity marriages all the time, so that's where.
I've been called worse. Well,
how surprising is this, though, that they're out of the gate, not just playing well, but that they're the best record in the NBA?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of some easy schedule. They knew they had tougher games coming up tonight, obviously against the Warriors. Now they couldn't have counted on no Steph Curry and no Draymond, so they've lived a bit of a charmed life. They even got Milwaukee when Milwaukee was missing Giannis, but they didn't have Kawhi Leonard in the lineup because it was a back to back. So I think when you look and see 18-4, it's a bit jarring. Yeah, I don't know that they're going to stick to that pace. And that said, we didn't think the Celtics were last year, and they kind of did after a stumble out of the gate without Kyrie 25, 30 games in for different stretches, and obviously from Gordon Hayward from night number one. So I think we're more surprised that the Sixers had a slow start before they got Jimmy Butler, and I know you've talked a lot about the Celtics this season. I think those two things alone are more surprising than where the Raptors are. But Toronto's, if you told me at any point in the season Toronto would be 6.5, 7 games ahead of Boston, well, yeah, no one would have believed that.
We know what Kawhi can do on the court. Why has he been a good fit for Toronto, for the locker room, and for the city?
He has been. You know, I think there's the idea that people want diminutive superstars here, and I'm not sure sometimes, because DeMar DeRozan was pretty omnipresent. He'd be at schools, and he'd be out at charity events. I don't want to say Kawhi is not a benevolent person, but he's just a lot quieter. He's just a lot more morose, is too strong, but he keeps to himself.
Oh, gosh.
We've had dynamic superstars here in 25 years with Vince Carter. Chris Bosh was very, very out there as well, very outspoken on social media. Kawhi's just a different cat, and it seems to be a fit. And believe me, Kyle Lowry, people worried about how he was taking this trade. There were reports all summer that he wasn't returning calls, texts from his new coach, Nick Nurse, his president, Masai Ujiri, who traded DeMar DeRozan. So far, and it's still early. It's still pretty early. It looks like a pretty happy marriage here for Kawhi Leonard and everybody else.
I mean, I don't think you can get away with calling him morose after the laugh he unleashed at his introductory press conference. That was epic.
I'm worried, though, Amy, he hasn't laughed since. that's part of the concern. But winning seems to cure all. Do I think this is still a Raptors rental? I do. And sometimes you just got to enjoy things. You can't say, where am I going to be in 2 years? How's my kid starting college? How's he going to be at the end of college? You have to just live in the moment. And I think Raptors fans are doing that. I think they think they've got the best all-around player in franchise history. And they might have, like I said, a couple Hall of Famers in Carter and Bosh someday. And they love this mix of this team. And the absence of Jakob Poeltl off the bench hasn't hurt the bench too much. Danny Green, I want to say that too. Danny Green coming in as a starting shooting guard. No, he won't light it up like DeMar DeRozan, but he's consistent from three-point land. He knows how to win. He plays D great. He has been a phenomenal fit. I don't know if the Raptors can make this trade without bringing Danny Green here, because he's made this easier for Kawhi. I don't think anyone doubts that.
Well, and great point. He is a guy who comes from a winning organization and brings that professionalism and that experience with him, along with Kawhi, who right now leads the team in points, rebounds, and steals. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, along with Greg Brady. I can do this. Co-host of The Starting Lineup on The Fan 590 in Toronto. So how is Kyle now? How's Kyle adjusted?
Yeah, seems to be very well. He's playing great basketball. I think he's taking it upon himself to do a little less. I think he knows the scoring needs to be more balanced. There were nights last year, and I'd say the previous 3 years, when DeMar DeRozan was an all-star, they'd look at him sometimes and say, okay, you got to carry us offensively. And this is just looking more like a balanced offense. Pascal Siakam, the young power forward, has been great. He's the one guy. Remember the morning we got in for our show, and it was rumored Kawhi Leonard had been traded, and DeMar DeRozan was a factor. I remember saying, make sure that Pascal Siakam didn't get – that seemed like a hefty price to pay, but make sure Pascal Siakam didn't go. They gave up Poeltl, who I noticed led San Antonio in scoring last night with 14 points and a loss, but they wanted to keep Pascal Siakam. They wanted to keep OG Anunoby out of Indiana, who's just in his second year, who's an excellent defender as well. At the three. So, look, I will say, though, this has got a very, Amy, like Detroit Red Wings feel, an Atlanta Braves feel. There's a little bit of wake me up when the playoffs start. And there's a little bit of what will the playoffs be like when LeBron's not waiting for us in the second or third round. They were 2-12 against LeBron in 14 games in 3 years. So they're, of all the markets, all the NBA markets that are experiencing good starts, maybe more than a Milwaukee or Denver, even the Clippers looking resurgent. I think Toronto fans really want to see how it bears out in April and May.
I have to admit, I was cheering for the Pistons and Dwayne Casey when they faced the Raptors, and that was part of that little losing streak that the Raptors had. I wanted Casey to have that moment, but I also appreciated how the fans welcomed him back and how he was appreciated, how they showed their appreciation. How much has changed with the new head coach?
I mean, Nick Nurse seems to be more considered an offensive mind, and Dwayne Casey knows matchups and knows how to coach D. And at the same time, I thought they were too aggressive with the changing ways of the NBA, Amy. I thought they were too aggressive from three-point land last year. I thought they tried to make DeMar DeRozan too much of a three-point shooter. That's not his game. He's going to shoot 29-30%. I think 8-9 years in the league, of course you are what you are. It's only so much evolution you can pull off at that point. But I agree with you. Now, there's people that debate here, and we get callers and we get people asking us, do you think if the Raptors knew they could acquire Kawhi Leonard through this set of kind of strange circumstances? Masai Ujiri said that's the only way you can get a Kawhi Leonard to Toronto. He may not elect to come here via free agency. You're going to have to get him on a trade where he didn't play the year before. But I think they're firing Dwayne Casey anyway. For better or worse, I think there was friction with Masai Ujiri and Dwayne Casey. There's now clearly friction between the two head coaches, which is a bit odd. Dwayne Casey doesn't seem that happy for Nick Nurse for taking over because he brought Nick here.
Right.
Didn't seem thrilled that Dwayne got another job right away in the Eastern Conference. Kind of college football-esque a little bit, but hey, we'll take it, and we would take a Raptors-Pistons first-round playoff series because that'd be a lot of fun with Blake Griffin here every night. No one's going to complain about that level of excitement.
All right, so I know there is no Steph Curry, no Draymond Green, as you mentioned, so two of the starters missing for the defending NBA champs, but how much buzz is there about this matchup as kind of a measuring stick for the Raptors early on?
Well, there always is, and you know what it's like when Steph comes to a city and how the Golden State, even when they were sitting Steph for precautionary reasons on back-to-backs in some cities, I've gone three or four times. I'm not going tonight, but I've gone three or four times out of the last 5 years to see Golden State play. It's often a weekend afternoon or a Saturday night. And the place just jumps like no other regular season game. I covered the Pistons for a bunch of years in Detroit. AI in his prime was like that. Kobe and Shaq would come in and they'd be like that. I don't think there's a second comparison to a team coming in, to a player coming in. But I also, you know, the Raptors could wallop them by 15 tonight. And I think there'll be a bit, they did it without Steph and Draymond. That's going to have to wait till June, potentially. A lot of people, you know, Canadians, Amy, they like to be noticed by our American friends. And when Klay Thompson said, oh, it might be a June NBA preview, that's got a lot of people, I would argue, overexcited. there's a lot of work to be done in the East, and especially Jimmy Butler going to the Sixers. That lit a lot of people up here. Boston's not going to be an easy out. Nobody would want to see Boston in the second round. You'd want to see that team in the conference finals. You do not want to see them in late April, early May, as opposed to right around Memorial Day.
Greg Brady from the Fan 590 in Toronto, just about 60 seconds, but I have to ask, this is the million-dollar question. With the Maple Leafs right now tied with the Sabres for most points in the NHL, what's the bigger story, the Raptors out of the gate or the Maple Leafs playing well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Maple Leafs still, just because they are playing so well, because they imported a star here. That was something also.
Right.
A superstar player in John Tavares out of the New York Islanders. He had, you know, choosing to come here of his own volition, not traded here. That's the struggle with the Blue Jays playing in the AL East in an old stadium on artificial turf. How do you get a free agent to ignore the Yankees money and the Red Sox money and come here. Well, finally, the Maple Leafs had a player, probably since Curtis Joseph, the goalie 20 years ago. They probably haven't had a free agent in their prime choose to come here. But I'll tell you, it does. I'm trying to find another city besides Boston, besides the Celtics and the Bruins, that's got that level of excitement for both their winter teams and how far they could go. It probably is Toronto.
Love it. All right, you can find Greg on Twitter at Greg Brady, T-O. Don't call him what I called him, which is what, Grady? Did I call you
Sanford's son character, right? I'm quite sure that's the case.
Well, I don't know if that's where I got it. I think I was just rushing. Sometimes my brain and my mouth are not on the same page. But, Greg, it's always good to talk to you. And if the Raptors continue to play well and the Maple Leafs do too, we can feel that buzz from our friends to the north, and we'll have you on the show again.
Hey, you're a great lead-in for our show. We appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
All right, great, cool. Have a great show this morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.